first drink of the day. The first drink of the day. The first drink of the day. The first drink of the day.
All right, this is the football podcast on tour. This is a little bonus podcast for anyone listening. We're on our way to Barnet, Underhill, to watch Barnet versus Gillingham. Simon along with Dan Silver. You right, Dan?
Right, how's it going?
And, yeah, not bad. And after a brief unscheduled trip around the Barnet town centre.
Detour, thanks to fantastic directions courtesy of Jim Staples.
Who's hammered.
Absolutely. Simple enough. Come out of the station, turn left.
Yeah.
What did he do? Told us to come out of the station, turn right.
Yeah.
Which ended up in a 15-minute circle detour, and then back to the same place we started, and the pub was 5 yards away.
Yeah, and we walked in, and of course Stapes is absolutely out of his tree, because he's been there since, when, 3:30?
Something
maybe
like
maybe earlier. So
hence why we're not allowing him to speak on this podcast right now.
Yeah, it's very, very sensible. Right, we're just sort of strolling along the road at the moment. We're going to get to Underhill. Hopefully we're going to be under the roof. Last year we were on the open terrace on the outside of the ground. Wasn't too good there. We won 2-1 though, Dan, so we should be alright.
I'm excited and confident.
Why?
Don't you have to be if it's your team?
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Being the honorary Gills fan that I am this evening, I'm always confident in my team.
Alright, well, hopefully we'll do alright. We'll probably grab a few words maybe before kick-off. We'll see how things go. We'll definitely try and do something at half-time.
But bear in mind, Staples is actually leading us to the ground, so we might not even make it.
And he's got your tickets. I had the good sense to get mine in advance.
Yeah, that wasn't a bad idea.
Yeah, so
we'll let you know if we actually get to the game or not.
Yeah, we'll sign off now and hopefully we'll speak to you at half-time. It's the Football Podcast. We're at Barnet v Gillingham. It's half-time, Dan, and the Gills are 1-0 up. Danny Spiller, after I don't know how long, 10, 15 minutes, is it?
Seven
minutes, as the man next to me.
Thank you very much, sir.
There you go.
Yes, magnificent goal. His first touch let him down, but luckily it went in.
He just kind of shinned it in.
He did. He went to control it. Thank you, Abby. It's been a solid performance from Gills so far. I'd say it's a couple of scares, but solid goalkeeper. No, good goalkeeper's quality.
Yeah, I think Barnet should have had at least one penalty, though, shouldn't he?
I think probably two.
Yeah, so do I.
I've never seen an incident where I think it's handball and a free kick. Sorry, a penalty and a free kick at exactly the same time, because they sort of both caught the ball at the same time.
Yeah.
Yes.
So how are you? It's your first League Two game, right? You're used to the more plush surrounds of White Hart Lane. So
that's true.
Yeah. Silence is ill.
No, it's a good experience. Nice night. Makes me wish I pursued a footballing career a bit more.
No, we've not done too bad. It's been very scrappy, but I think get the ball down second half, knock the ball around a bit, which I think we will. Then I think we'll get something.
Predictions?
I think we'll score another one at least.
You reckon?
Yeah. It's whether we can hold them off the other end. I think we've had our scares. I think we'll be a bit more solid. I'm a bit worried about out wide. Both their wingers are quite lively, and both their fullbacks are a little bit lacking in pace. So,
with the risk of getting lynched, I'm going to actually go 1-1.
What, full time?
Yeah.
Never going to happen.
No.
No.
All right. How much?
Pint.
Done.
Shake. That's a handshake, ladies and gentlemen. Can't believe you just shook hands on a draw in the Gillingham end. I'll just let everybody know, that's fine. Half time. It's 1-0 to Gillingham. We'll be back at full time, or maybe during the second half. We'll see.
All right, we have just seen an unbelievable goal, Dan.
Pick the bogeys out of that one, as old man used to say.
Jack Payne, 25 yards, would you say?
Yes.
25, maybe 30 yards out, pick the ball up, just ran onto it, and absolutely leathered it into the top corner. He's just come off, yeah. His last contribution to the game has just been replaced by Danny Jackman. But, what a goal. What a goal. Goal of the season. And they're early on from Jack Payne. Gillingham lead 2-1. And we're about to go for a third. solid. He's taken on the defender. He's beaten the defender. He's cut it back. There's no one there. That wasn't so good. But an unbelievable strike from Jack Payne. The Gillingham lead 2-1.
All right, we're on our way out. It finished 2-2. Jack Payne for Jill scored an absolute rocket, and it looked like Jill had won the game. 4th minute, 4 added on. Free kick given. The big lad, great nod down, and there was the one we love to hate, Isaac McLeod, who got a hat-trick against us at Priestfield. Scored his 2nd of the day.
A very dejected Simon Head I'm walking back with now, unfortunately.
Yeah, I'm annoyed because we had that wrapped up. We gave away a silly free kick and didn't defend it very well.
It was a great knockdown. Should have been defended better, but good finish.
Yeah. Abby, your first experience of watching Gillingham, what did you think?
I think the experience was amazing. True, passionate footballing crowds. And from the part of the world where I come from, I can relate to it. Not exactly in terms of footballing, but amazing atmosphere. Really enjoyed the game. Unfortunate that the goal was scored in the 4th minute of the extra time, but that's football for you, so tough luck.
That's what it's like following Gillingham, unfortunately.
Don't know where they got 4 minutes from, to be fair.
No, me neither. There were no injuries or
no
anything.
No injuries, yeah. And 5 substitutions. Doesn't equal. There definitely wasn't 8 substitutions. That would have equaled 4 minutes. But
yeah.
No, I don't know.
Yeah, it's a strange one. But, you know, that as a night out watching a game of football, 4 goals... I'm trying to be upbeat
about
it.
I know you are.
But
there's a little tear that's just coming out of his eye right now.
Yeah. But other than the very scary. Tell us about the stewardess.
Really tried to get a picture of her. It was unfortunate. I'll tell you what, she was scary. She put the. I nearly swore then. I apologise. She scared the living daylights out of Mike Messina. He turned pale after she stared right through him.
And the moment of the game was when some of the crowd along from us went, "Come on, love, give us a smile." So she gave her this smile, showing this incredible set of gnashes. And one of them went, "Oh, now I've seen it. Perhaps not."
Yeah, don't bother.
And then the smile disappeared, and the devil stare reappeared. But
unfortunately, the fact we're having to talk about the stewardess,
I'm trying to take my mind off it.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that's all right, mate. I think we probably just better sign off and go to bed, to be honest.
Okay. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Are you propositioning me, Dan?
Not us.
It's not that kind of podcast.
Us, you. All right.
We've had some sort of indecent proposal to finish the evening, which, you know, in some quarters might be, you know, it might
highlight your evening.
It might be smiled upon, but not particularly me. No. Right. We'll say cheerio, and we'll be back next Monday with a more considered football podcast.